Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Three Guys, One Up. I'm one of your hosts, Keith, sitting here with another host, Spencer. What's up,
dude? Hey, you know, I've been better. Shit. Yeah, I feel like shit. I caught the COVIDs.
You got the vids.
I got the Ronas.
I like how I liked a post from you like 2 days ago on Twitter that you like were bragging, I've got three shots and never had the COVID.
I wasn't bragging. Somebody on Twitter was like, hey, who out there has never caught COVID? And I was like, oh, I haven't. I got three shots. I'm not super careful, but yeah, never caught it. And then literally 2 days later, I got the positives.
Yep. Right after about a strep, too, you just got like fucking blasted. There's got to be some of it. Like your immune system was shot after that strep.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I just last night I finished the antibiotics for strep. And I'm already halfway through a Paxlovid regimen. So yeah, I've been pumping more drugs into my body than Keith Richards in the 60s.
Oh boy. But not quite as fun drugs.
No, definitely not. Unless, I don't want to go into some of the side effects because they're a little gross.
All right, well, I mean, let's talk about some video games and shits. If you want to start with the shits, then.
I mean, yeah, like, that is it. That is the main side effect of all of this, so.
There it is.
I wish the side effect could be video games, but nope, it's shits.
Oh man, have you gamed on anything? I've seen you Fall Guys in, Magicking, TFT, same old trio.
Yeah, I've been wanting. Yeah, I was gonna try to get something new in, but I just have felt like shit. And you know, those games, especially Magic and TFT, require me to move my wrist, you know, 10 degrees in any direction and click fingers, and that's it.
Yeah.
And everything hurts, so
kick back and relax and click on things and not even care if you lose, like, because you got that foggy brain too.
Yeah, so. I can pass out in my computer chair and lose a rank, and that's okay.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I've still been on baby duty, so not a whole lot of gaming happening for me, but there's still plenty to talk about. You know, we're in a gaming lull, but we were graced with some news and some fun things happening this past week. So let's crack into it, shall we?
Let's do it. Let's get into some stuff.
First thing that scrolling back through our Discord, if you want to join our Discord, you can kind of follow along with us from things that we've posted in the 3G One Up tab in the channel there. First thing I want to talk about is this God of War Ragnarok Collector's Edition and Jotnar edition. Oh man, did you look at these things?
Yeah, they're pretty slick, man.
I'm not one to hype up for a collector's edition or anything like that, but the stuff that this comes with are pretty fucking cool. You want to give us a breakdown of some of the goodies you'll get in these collector's editions?
All right, so the whole thing comes in a cool runed box that they're calling the Knowledge Keeper's Shrine. Looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty sick little chest.
You get a steelbook display case. It says no game disc included. Are they really not giving away a game? Is this a digital collector's edition?
I guess. I don't know. It's really weird that they wouldn't include the actual game disc.
Like they're selling the disc. It's not a digital-only game, right? Like, it must have, maybe it's like in a regular case and they just also give you the option for that. That better be the way it is. I would be pissed off if no game disc, if it's just like a code inside.
I'm not seeing, it says full game for PS4 and PS5.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say the actual, it literally tells us under the steelbook, no game disc included. And I don't know if it's just for that piece of it. I don't know.
Right, like, are they trying to be like, you don't get two games for the price of one?
Right, it's fine. There's, There's no game disc in this display case, but you will get a game disc with the set.
Right, right. So I don't know how that's working, but there better be a disc. Anyway, you also get a couple of 2-inch Vanir Twins carving little statues. You know, you set them on your desk or whatever.
Yeah, they're pretty cute cool. little, I don't know.
Cute little twins. Chess pieces. You know?
Yeah.
You get a set of carved dwarven dice. These are like a D&D set with your D20 and the D8 and all those. A bunch of different Ds.
A lot of Ds. You get a bag of Ds.
Yeah, a bag of Ds. They look cool. They're like,
if you will,
cool carvings on them. It looks like a fun set of dice.
This is a nice looking D bag. I would definitely dig around in this bag of Ds for sure. It looks pretty sick.
Absolutely. You also get a 16-inch replica of Mjolnir.
Mew Mew. I like this Mew Mew rendition as well. It looks pretty cool. It would be a nice little display for some nerd shelves for sure.
Yeah, it's awesome. It looks really, really sick. And then, you know, downloadable cosmetics.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about those. Digital mini art book, cosmetics for in-game, a theme for your PlayStation. Digital soundtrack, shit like that. But the physical stuff, that's what people look for in collector's editions, I would hope. And it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And with the Jotnar edition, you get a couple extra things. You get a Yggdrasil cloth map. So it's a cloth map of Yggdrasil, the tree of life. World tree. And you also get a 7-inch vinyl of the music by
Bear McCreary.
So that's pretty cool. It's actually a pretty sick looking vinyl too. That's cool. And a Falcon, Bear, and Wolf pin set. So a few little extra things. Oh, legendary Dropnir ring. Pretty sick. Just a few little extra tidbits to go along with the collector's edition stuff.
Very dope.
Yeah. I'm liking the look of this. This is going balls out. Would I actually buy it? No, because I don't have a PS4 or a PS5. But if I did, no, I probably still wouldn't buy this, and I would just buy the game, honestly.
Fair enough.
But I do know certain people that nerd out very hard over this type of thing. And yeah, these would be highly sought after for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, cool. Let's move on. Let's see what else we can crack into. There was some trailers and announcements of the new Ubisoft game, pirate game called Skull and Bones. So this was last week. They released a little trailer of some gameplay and some breakdowns of what was going on in this new game. And overall, I thought it was kind of underwhelming, honestly. I don't see why, as somebody who already has Sea of Thieves and Game Pass, why I wouldn't just go play that instead, you know?
I like that it's less cartoony, I guess.
Sure.
Than Sea of Thieves. Like, definitely a different art style. I don't know. Like, games like this are just not my bag to begin with. I'm probably in a minority here, but anytime a game is like, one of the most integral parts of this game and most important parts is our crafting system, I'm immediately like, oh well, you just saved me $60.
It's I don't want to just like go out and find stuff to craft stuff.
Yeah, it's what I hated so much about New World.
Yeah, that like, is true. And I like
it was
that
such an over I don't know. It just felt too much. Like there's a way to balance it. Like I feel like original World of Warcraft did a decent job.
It did a really good job. The crafting in World of Warcraft has been, I don't know, it was good for a while. It was also it was shitty. It was a grind, but it kind of needed to be at times. You know, it was a time sink in a massive multiplayer online game. So, yeah.
And like I can't speak to, you know, the newer renditions, but classic WoW through, you know, Burning Crusade, etc. I felt like it hit a decent balance of how much time you had to put into it versus how integral it was to the gameplay system. Like, yeah, you technically, you didn't have to get into crafting at all if you didn't want to, and you could still be competitive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I liked. Whereas New World, it was like, oh, well, I guess I have to go spend the next 6 hours of my day gathering shit to get my crafting up, because otherwise, what am I doing? Like, otherwise I'm falling behind everyone else. And yeah, like, you can't, you just have to.
Like, some of the biggest issue I had with the New World crafting, and where you are correct in that something like World of Warcraft nailed it, is in World of Warcraft, you have a couple of professions. You can do a gathering profession and a crafting profession, to gathering, to crafting, however you want to do it. And your experience is going to be different depending on how you do it, which professions you're taking, etc. New World was like, hey, we're going to allow everybody to do whatever they want. You can do everything. You are able to do everything, and yeah, you can be good at some things and better at some other things and not very good at some things. But where that failed was it was too much.
Yeah.
Because it was everything, like,
oh, well, I guess I better do everything because everyone is doing everything. And
yeah, everything ties in together. And like the people that are doing the high level stuff are selling it for astronomical amounts. And this is coming from like launch. I haven't played that game in a long time. Maybe it's cleaned up. Maybe the auction houses are better. But with the region bound auction houses, and you had to go to certain cities to get certain things, like, cool concept. Application just doesn't work very well. It's too much tedium. You're just running around looking for the right town that's has the auction house that sells the stuff that you need because you didn't do that much in that profession, or yeah, you have to sink another 8 hours to go out and build that profession up. Yeah. It was just too much, like you said.
It was way too much, and I just don't like the mandatoriness of it all.
Right.
Like, and if Skull and Bones, to bring it back to that, is going right to be all about crafting to make your ship and to do this, to do that, like craft your weapons, craft your, you know, the hull, craft whatever, like, it's not, that's not for me. That's not what I want in a pirate game. I don't want my pirate game to be me standing in an empty field chopping down small trees to go make timber to, and then I have to go and find the tar to tar the timber. Like, I don't know, like, that's all, yeah, I guess, but you know what I mean? Like,
and then you finally
I want to be able to say, oh, I hit level 20, so now I have access to a ship.
Yeah.
A level instead 20 ship. I don't know.
Building your little tiny boat, and so just so you can sail to the next island to get the next crafting material to build the bigger boat, to sail to the next island to get the next crafting material to sail to the next. That progression does get stale. And I don't know if that's how this is going to work, but you're right. Like, being too centered around crafting in a pirate game, I don't know if that's what I want. I want to pillage and plunder. I want to.
Right. If I'm going to sink 100 hours into this game, I would prefer that 90 of it not be gathering resources all by myself.
Right. I do like that you have a crew that you kind of direct around. I don't know how that's really going to work, but it's an interesting concept as compared to something like Sea of Thieves, where you have to have actual people on your boat doing things, you know, where this is an AI crew. So I don't know. I don't really know how to feel about this game. I want to see more from it, but underwhelming was my initial reaction.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll wait and watch some actual gameplay videos by actual streamers and stuff and see how it goes. And then if it looks like, oh, maybe I was off base, then great.
Yeah, same. I would like, because I love pirate games. I love pirate shit. I think it's fun. I think it's cool. So I would like for it to be good, but I'm not holding out for it in any way.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's move on. We kind of went off on a rant that wasn't Skull and Bones there, but it was fun. It was good. Let's keep this ball a rolling. What else can we talk about? There's going to be a new Terminator survival game. Did you see this post that I made?
Yeah, I did.
I'm kind of excited to see what it is. It's still very early on from what I understand. So who knows what this will actually bring, but it's a Terminator survival game. So I'm guessing it's going to be kind of open world or very open world. I'm not really sure. Takes place between Judgment Day and formation of John Connor's resistance. So
yeah, this could be cool.
I like the concept. I like it.
My first, I misread it at first when you originally posted it. And my mind went to like Friday the 13th, Texas Chainsaw Massacre style game, like the asymmetrical, like, you know, rounds where one person's Terminator and everyone else is trying to survive the round.
I'm guessing they would call that a PvP, I don't know.
Asymmetrical PvP kind of a thing. Yeah.
This
sounds more like a, yeah, like survival, a Resident Evil
DayZ or something like that. Yeah.
Which sounds pretty cool.
I like that concept of having to survive
with either, frankly.
Yeah, really. This IP is great. I don't know why we haven't capitalized on it more in modern gaming. You know, there's old school Terminator games, but what do we really have recently? This is something that they should really tap into, and I hope a survival game will. I hope they get it right. It could be cool. Could be cool as shit.
And maybe this is the medium that the Terminator franchise needs to be exploring more to expand their story, because how many movies have they had recently that have all flopped?
So bad. So bad. Oh my God.
Like, did anybody see the most recent one? I don't think so.
I don't even know which one the most recent. I don't even know what it's called.
I don't either. Vengeance? No, that's probably not right.
Is that the one with Daenerys?
Actress that played Daenerys?
Because that one, that was one movie that I could not even make it through. That's very rare for me, even in a bad movie, to just like not be able to make it all the way through. And it was so bad that I had to fucking turn it off.
I think that was Genesis was the
Genesis,
one.
Genesis, that's
with her.
One. Yeah, the weird time travel. Like they did like different time traveling. I don't know. It was weird. It was bad.
Yeah, it's all weird. And then Dark Fate was the most recent one.
Okay, I don't even remember that name. Like, I don't know. I can't even remember that one being advertised in any sort of way.
That was the one where they brought Linda Hamilton back.
Oh, shit. Man, I bet you that was bad. anyway, you're right.
It did $62 million.
God damn.
In the U.S.
Oof, that's rough.
On a budget, what was the budget? Of close to $200 million.
Yeah, I was going to say these aren't low-budget films anymore. Yeah, man, I think you're right that this could be something to really breathe some life into this IP. And I hope it does, and I hope it's good. They're going to the
we'll
right
see what happens.
Era of it, too. They're not sticking us in like these in these later movies. We're going back to the earlier times of what we know from Terminator and Terminator 2, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So we'll see what happens. I'm kind of stoked for it.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one for sure. For sure, for sure. Another one to keep an eye on is the Gollum game. Gollum, the Untold Story. It's that like kind of sneaky game, thief game almost. There's a gameplay trailer that I put up in our Discord. It looks pretty damn good. I'm excited for this one. I'm going to keep a close eye on this one as well. Were you able to watch that trailer?
I was not. I'm watching it now to cuz just like in high school where I studied right before right up until, you know, the bell rang. So
I mean,
this
it
looks
works
interesting.
This way. It does.
It looks interesting.
Like, yeah. I think it could be fun. I think it could be a lot of fun.
Kind of a sneaky thief Gollum. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I'm in. I'd give that a play at the right price point.
Yeah. Game Pass, hopefully, price point.
Yeah.
That would be the best. Indeed. But yeah, I won't linger on that. Not much else to say. Come watch the trailer. It looks good. I think I would like to play it.
Yeah.
What else? What else can we talk about? Quick breeze over of this one. You remember that guy, Let Me Solo Her, that just would kill the main boss over and over and over again in Elden Ring for everybody?
With no armor and a pot on his head?
Yeah. So he's just naked with two swords and a pot on his head. Well, the devs sent him a real sword because he has now killed the boss over 1,000 times.
That's fucking hilarious.
I love that. I love that story. I hope it keeps spitting out little tidbits like this at us, because I forgot about it and then this revived it and it made me happy. All right, what else? What else can we talk about? I don't know. If you're part of our Discord, a little while ago, I put up a little poll asking if you thought if Elon Musk was actually going to pull the trigger on buying Twitter. I put in my two cents saying I didn't think he was actually going to do it. What did you end up saying, Spencer?
I didn't think so either.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were on the downvote as well. Well, turns out we're fucking right, my man. We are way right on this one. He's trying to back out of the deal. Twitter is now suing him. This is just too good. All the while, I don't know if you saw, Trump was using Truth Social to bash all over him. Man, this guy's getting dunked on by fucking ex-President Trump and all sorts of stuff. It's bad times for Elon Musk.
It's fucking hilarious, man. So Twitter's like, there's a breakup clause for $1 billion in their contract where you could just pay him $1 billion and walk away. But nope, Twitter's like, no, we don't even want that. We want to make you buy Twitter.
Yeah, no.
For the agreed upon price. Hilarious.
You said you would do this. We're suing you to do this. I love it.
It's going to be fucking hilarious to see what happens, man. I don't know.
This whole thing it's going to go back and forth for a long time.
Yeah, it's hard to keep dunking on Elon over and over, but at the same time, he just gives us so much ammunition.
I know. I want to not see him in the news and not talk about him.
It'd be nice to not have to think about Elon Musk on a daily basis, but he's always in the news.
He's always there doing stupid shit. He's advertising how the greatest threat is the low birth rate to the world. I don't know.
Weird little guy. What a weird little guy.
He's a weird little guy. You are a sad, strange little man. I really don't want to talk about him anymore. So let's move on. Let's
do it. Let's move on. What else we got?
Go somewhere else. Man, GameStop really leaning into the NFT marketplace, huh?
For some reason, you'd think maybe now's not the best time to do that, but what are you going to do?
No, they're going full on balls out. They're actually
how does that even work?
I don't know. I don't get it. Aren't they liquid? There's massive sales going on right now in stores, right? Because they're going to...
Clearance sale, yeah.
Yeah. When I thought originally they were going to have a different presence of in-store stuff, not no presence, you know? I don't know.
That's and they're weird. Closing certain stores. I don't know. I don't understand why their stock is still trading so high.
It's so high, but it's going through a split. They're doing a 1-to-4 split.
Jesus.
So, but it should hold the same value. Hold the same value, so you won't be losing. And if you have one share and it's worth whatever it's at now, you'll now have four shares worth that amount.
Worth a quarter, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have one share at $100, now you've got four shares at $25 each.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you still own shares?
I do, actually. I have three left that I just had on my Robinhood account that I had never deleted. I think I traded my other ones away. I definitely traded them away when they were pretty high when I traded them. I made good money off my other 10 shares. But I still have three of them sitting around. Just because, why not? Right at this, how is it trading so high? It's weird. So I just kind of let them sit.
I wonder what it's at now, just out of curiosity.
I think it's 120. It's not, I don't know. I honestly
don't 137. Remember. It went up 6% today for some reason.
All NFT right, marketplace.
Maybe that was what. Yeah, right. Or that was when they announced the stock split or something.
All right, what else do we got? What else do we have time for? How long have we been going? Oh, we got time. We got some time for some other shit. Like I said, this is just a bunch of random tidbits coming at you in this gaming lull. What was it that I just scrolled past in here that I really wanted to bring up? Oh, yeah. The RTX 40 series GPUs are being delayed because there's an oversupply of the 30 series GPUs.
Like, how? I just... It's like they finally were able to fill the market right as inflation hit.
Right.
And now nobody can afford a graphics card because their money doesn't go as far. And now they're stuck with a glut.
And crypto's dying, so nobody's buying them for that reason. Like, things are bad right now for the GPU market. Some crazy deals on Prime Day that I did end up looking at and kind of crying over, because I'm not going to buy one because I just had a baby. But, you know, there's good prices out there right
now. It's an investor. He's going to want it. He'll be into games soon enough. You know, like
soon enough,
he'll be ready to play games. Do you want him playing on a shitty outdated card?
You're right. No.
The world for that kid.
I don't know why I didn't think of this logic earlier and run it past Lauren, who would obviously just be like, you know what? You're right, Keith.
Makes perfect sense. It's all in the framing.
Well, when she listens to this, she'll be convinced. I'll buy some PC components then.
You better let her listen to it early, man, because Prime Day will be over.
Oh, shit. You're right. I got to give her early access.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just funny. No 40 series cards until they sell more 30 series cards. What a fucking crock of shit. All right, let's move along nicely and quickly because you were not feeling well. One more thing for me. BMW. This one's some bullshit. Remember, we were talking about a while ago, microtransactions coming to your vehicles. I can't remember why. There was some feature that I don't remember. There was some vehicle company that was trying to charge for some feature, a monthly fee. Well, BMW in certain countries are now charging subscriptions for heated seats in their vehicles. $18 a month, $180 a year, something like $480 for 3 years or something like that. And maybe that was... No, there was like a...
The 400 was like a permanent,
permanent thing. So if you give them an extra $500 or something like that, you just get heated seats in your car all the time. But if you buy a brand new BMW and don't give them that money, you need to pay a subscription to use the parts that are already inside of your vehicle.
Literally in the seat is a heater, a heating element. Like it's already there. The hardware exists.
There's a button on your center console or dash or whatever that heats, allows you to hit it to heat your seats, but your seats don't heat unless you are paying the subscription fee.
No, and it's so fucked up, man. Like, I drive a BMW-made car. I have a Mini that has heated seats. I cannot imagine if they were all of a sudden just like, you know what? You can't have that anymore unless you pay us more money.
We're turning this off until you pay us more money.
Like, what the fuck? That's so stupid.
It's so fucking
dumb. I could understand if there were new software that came down. Like, some of it was like, you know, advanced driving, like safety. I don't know what the fuck. So what were some of the other... You know, like how Tesla has the autopilot. Like, that's additional software that can be downloaded in to the vehicle that's really robust and gives you more features.
Or like the OnStar features back in the day, stuff like that, you know, paying you. Like, that's a subscription that you pay for. And that makes sense. That's a service.
And like, the sad part is that BMW is not even the first to do this. When I had the Tacoma,
Oh, it was Tacoma that we were talking
about. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because with the Tacoma, they wanted a certain amount of money each month for their Toyota Connected services so that you could do stuff like start your car remotely from the app.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what I remember originally talking about for these like vehicle microtransactions.
And I'm like, if you, it's a car, not a streaming service. I'm not trying to watch Netflix on, you know, it's not like that.
It's not modular. Like, these aren't modular things that I'm adding to it. This is something that's already, that my vehicle is capable of.
Yes. Like it does. And the same thing, like, if it can be remote started, that means the hardware is already there to do it.
It's part of your ECU.
Like I paid for it when I bought the car.
Yeah.
Bought every bit of hardware there. You can't just tell me I can't use it because you want more money for no reason.
It's fucking insane. It's fucking insane that BMW is doing this for heated fucking seats. My God.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a reason not to continue by having a BMW vehicle.
Right? Shit. But the sad thing is that just like your mobile gaming and all that dog shit nonsense that they charge everything for, eventually, like, everybody's going to have to crack into this. All your car companies are going to be charging these types of microtransactions because that's going to be a way to make their extra money.
But, like, there's the problem, right? Is, like, mobile gaming gets away with it because there are a handful of people willing to spend shitloads of money on their game, right? Like, there's somebody out there dropping 10 grand on Diablo Immortal or 50 grand, whatever, on Angry Birds. Like, that's not what this is. Like, you can't monetize a few whales but through heated seats.
True. I mean, but you're already a whale, I guess, going out to buy a brand new M5.
I mean, sure, but like,
so if you look at some of the extra $500 at it and give me forever heated seats, right?
Like, but then you look at something like it's not like they're all M5 prices, you know?
That's true.
Like the BMW X1 new goes for 45 grand. It's
an affordable Beamer for sure.
Right. It's not like, you know, you're going out and getting a supercar. And you're going to tell somebody who's putting out the money, like that much money, that, oh, by the way, you got to pay monthly $18 to keep your ass warm. Fuck you.
It's $18 too. Who came up with this number? Why is it $18?
How is heated seats more expensive than HBO Max?
Yeah. How is this more expensive than any of my streaming services? I don't pay $18 a month for a single streaming service.
Like, who needs heated seats that badly? Like, I use the heated seats maybe like 2 months out of the year, and only for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I turn it on if it's cold in the morning, like there's frost, you turn it on to warm the seat up so it's not freezing on the leather.
Right.
And then you turn it off because otherwise you're going to start sweating. That's a great way to get swamp ass.
Yeah, it is for sure. My drive to work is only like 8 to 10 minutes. So when I get in my car in the morning, it heats up just a bit down the road, but that heated seat heats up faster than my heater does. So I love the heated seats. I use it all the time in the wintertime when I'm leaving for work at 5 a.m. and it's fucking cold outside.
Like,
but you're right. It's not like
where we live. How long is it necessary? Like 2 months out of the year, three, maybe if you're really chilly.
Yeah,
if you're a chilly boy.
Couple of months, and I turn it on for all of 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then it's probably warm enough when you go home in the afternoon that you don't need it on your ride home.
Exactly. It's sunny. My car is heated up. It doesn't matter at that point. So 5 minutes a day for like every day I work for a couple of months. That is not worth $18 a month. I wonder if you can turn this on and off, like.
Can they better let you do that shit. Like, I'm only going to have it in January and February.
But why do I need to pay for a year of this? I don't need to
pay for it at all.
that's true. That is absolutely true. But it was like 96 degrees outside today. I'm not paying $18 a month for heated seats in July.
Yeah, exactly. No fucking way is that happening. it's just, it's mind-boggling to me, and I really hope that people don't buy into this. Like, I know I say that about every kind of, like, microtransaction-y bullshit, but, like, I just don't see the parallel here. Like, somebody at one of these car companies was like, well, guys, Diablo Immortal's making $1 million a week. How do we get a hold of that, some of that money? And I'm like, well, you don't, because it's not the same. Like, make
you're
a
already
vehicle.
Selling things for like $120,000.
Yeah,
you don't need to do that. Oh, it, my god,
fucking crazy.
This is, it's dumb, it's fucking stupid. But yeah, anyway, let's move on. That's all I got. Do we have a moment? We've David list for weeks now, so I don't know if we're momenting right now. But if you
nothing much is happening. I haven't seen anything newsworthy. That new alchemy set released on
you shut your
arena
mouth.
And I'm not even touching it, so yeah, don't care about that. I haven't seen much else newsworthy coming down about Magic. It's just a quiet time of the year.
Well, so, cool. Nope. Let's move on from that then and talk about some news.
All right, I got a couple little things left. Lego has revealed a Super Mario set that's a big old Bowser.
Man, this thing looks cool. I'm excited for this.
We didn't post a link to this yet, right?
No, we did not.
Well, now we did. Link to it in Discord. This Bowser, looks sick as hell. I'm trying to find a piece count. Here we go. 3,000 pieces.
No shit. I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah, it is a monster.
And it works with the other Lego things. Damn, $270. I was actually thinking of getting this for my nephew Wyatt because he loves the Mario set. He has Mario and Luigi, he has a couple of Yoshis. Like, he loves that set, but I'm not fucking buying this for him. Shit.
That's funny.
That's a whole lot of money for this bad boy, but it does look sick.
There was 2807 pieces. And yeah, $269.99.
So many independently moving parts. Like, it looks good. It looks flush too.
Yeah. Really cool. I want it.
Right? Out of all the Mario ones, this is one that I would buy for myself for sure.
Yeah, definitely. What else? E3 2023 has been confirmed to be back in person.
They're doing it live, people.
Doing it live. LA Convention Center. They're going to have a big old blowout. First one since 2019. So that's something to look forward to.
Fun.
The last thing I had was just a funny little thing about global warming. Because Nintendo is now warning Switch owners not to use their consoles in heat above 35 degrees Celsius or 95 Fahrenheit, because it will break your Switch. And apparently that is so common now, that temperature, that they felt they needed to address it.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't break your Switch by using it outdoors, I guess. Or, you know, indoors.
Either way, if it's 35 Celsius, don't play Switch.
Don't play your Switch. And, you know, we live in a world where that is common enough that we have to be warned about it.
Man, what else are you going to do when you're just sitting there sweating other than wanting to play some Switch games?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, that's fun. Global warming is neat.
Oh, that's the way the news goes.
Very cool. We made it. We're done. You don't have to suffer through it anymore, Spencer.
I'm fading, man.
Yeah. This is,
you can hear it in my voice.
Yeah, this was strenuous.
COVID's no joke, people.
No, don't tempt it. But yeah, we made it. We're there. Wrapping it up. Thank you all for listening. Talking about it on the 3G 1UP channel. There's channels as well. What? You're muted.
You cut out for a second. It was all choppy.
Oh, it was all choppy? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't watching my camera. Usually that's how I can tell. Okay. So where did I cut out? Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join our Discord. Come talk some smack with us about some other shit. Some Elon Musk, some video games, whatever you want to get into. Keep an eye out. We are going to hopefully be starting up a new show very soon. We have a new sports ball tab channel in our Discord here, and we're going to be talking a whole lot of English Premier League, which will be a whole lot of fun. So, like I said, keep an eye out for that. Head over to our website, 3guys1up.com. You can find our other show over there, Weekend Watch. Talk about streaming things, talk about movies, talk about all sorts of fun stuff. And you can also click on that little mushroom link. Takes you to our Patreon page. You can give us $5 a month. We'll keep making podcasts. We'll make even more podcasts. And that's about it. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Adios.